Hi there. The word for you today is on how to become a good leader. In Proverbs 9 verse 9 we read, "Teach the wise and they will become wiser." Whether God has called you to be a leader in the church, or in business, or at home, here are two all-important principles you've got to put into practice. First, reach for people who stretch you. Solomon said, "Teach the wise and they will become even wiser." You can tell a lot about the direction of your life by looking at the people with whom you've chosen to spend your time and share your ideas. Their values and priorities impact the way you think and act. If they're positive and dedicated to growth, their values and priorities are going to encourage you and reinforce your desire to grow. The truth is, it's not always comfortable to associate with people who are ahead of you in their growth, but it's always profitable. So try to cultivate relationships with people who stretch you. And don't think only in terms of what you can gain. Try to bring something to the table yourself. Don't just be a taker, be a giver. Remember, you've got to make the relationship a win-win, or it's not going to last. Here's the second important principle for becoming a good leader. Realize that there are trade-offs. As responsibilities increase, rights decrease. And in a world where perks and privileges often accompany the climb to success, sometimes too little thought is given to the responsibilities of the upward journey. John D. Rockefeller Jr. put it this way, and I quote, "Every right implies a responsibility, every opportunity an obligation, and every possession a duty." Jesus bottom lines good leadership in these words, Luke 12, verse 48, "To whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." And that is the word for you today.